Let us now turn to the visible word, which is the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is a visible picture of the gospel. It's a picture of a body torn, a body broken for us, but broken so that it may be freely given to us, that we may feed on it and benefit from it and be nourished by it. And also blood spilt and poured out for us, that a violent death has occurred, but that we benefit from it. That as we eat and we drink, we remember Christ's body broken and his blood spilt for us, for our good, for our benefit, that he gave up his life for us, that we may live. And this act of eating and drinking, that's how we are nourished. That's how we live, by eating and drinking. We didn't eat and drink, we would die. And so if Christ's body was not broken for us, if his blood was not spilt for us, and if we had not believed on Christ, we would die eternally. But because his body is broken for us, his blood spilt for us, given for us, and we take, we eat, because of that, we have fellowship with him. We have communion with him and with one another. So that's what this is a sign of. This is for you if you are believing in Christ, only if you are trusting in Christ for full forgiveness of sins. If you have not turned to Christ, if you're not trusting in him, if you have not placed your faith in him, then do not eat and drink. You will eat and drink judgment on yourself. But watch as Christ is proclaimed, as his death is proclaimed in the eating and drinking of these signs and symbols.